Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at halftime in this boys semifinal, the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. Mountain Homes boys lead Junction City 27-24. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. And Dell, knew it was going to be a hard-fought game, but congratulations on the victory, 45-46 over Watson Chapel and advancing to the finals.
Thank you. That was a very physical and hard-fought game. You know, proud of our kids for finding a way to win.
I tell you, you always got to be prepared when you coach against a Leslie Henderson coach team.
She's one of the best. I mean, her track record speaks for itself. I mean, you know, just knowing her as a coach is a bonus in this profession, but getting to be, you know, friends with her is even better. She's I respect her as much as I do anybody.
Well, I'll tell you, this, was a hard-fought battle. You just really don't know what else to say by both teams. Some crucial free throws and a crucial three for Kate Gilbert there towards the end of the game.
Kate played well tonight. She, when things weren't going well, she just kind of, you know, kept our heads above water and stepped up and played really well. And it wasn't just with the way that she scored. It was the way that she dribble penetrated and found her teammates, especially Anna Grace, and the way that she played defense.
Speaking of defense, I thought that was another key to the victory tonight, the number of turnovers that you guys forced the Lady Wildcats into tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I know.
I counted 18, so.
Okay, and I'm scared to look at how many we had, but what do you got for us?
I may have miscounted, but I got 8.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought. I guess I raised the bar so high with these guys and just know how good they potentially can be. But, you know, sometimes other teams cause you to maybe not look real smooth. And every time that we play against Coach Henderson or Watson Chapel, it's just a physical battle. And some people would say it's ugly, but I just say it's girls just playing really hard and causing each other problems.
That was definitely the key, causing all the problems. But between, I mean, I just don't know how to say, you know, the game had eight lead changes, four ties in it. You know, what is, you know, and is it also the fact that you're playing back-to-back-to-back once again? Do you think that's probably another factor with, you know, these hard-fought games too?
Well, and I think also our kids that played most of the game tonight only got to play about a quarter last night.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't mean anything bad by it, but we probably would have gotten more out of a really good practice. And just trying to get back in the rhythm. So you gave them off 23rd, 24th, and 25th because AAA has a mandatory three-day break rule, and it just the way the tournament is, the way it landed, you had to do that. And obviously we're not going to practice Christmas Day, but they've had 3 days in a row off, which is good as well for our kids. They needed that. And we come back, we do a quick little practice on the 26th before the game. And so really you can say that they had more than 3 days in a row off and just trying to get back in the rhythm. And you could see it with some of our kids and just had to make some adjustments. I thought Coach Dave's made an excellent call. She said, you know, the girl guarding Anna Grace is like Anna Grace. She's hard to just score against when you play behind her. And she's big and she's tall. And so we just said, all right, Anna Grace, you move away. You move to the offside block. and we're going to try to do a good job of letting our guards penetrate, and then when your man helps, you'll get that little pocket pass for a layup, or you're going to get the offensive rebound. And I thought that really was a huge, huge suggestion by coach, and it helped us win the game.
One more player I do want to mention before we let you go is I got to give a lot of credit to Addison Yates for the way she played tonight too.
Addison is an absolute warrior, an absolute warrior. She may, and I thought a lot of our kids did this tonight, we may have made a mistake, but then they turned around and made up for it. They didn't hang their head. They kept hooking it up. They made up for it. And, you know, obviously Emma doesn't miss free throws very often, but there at the end she missed that free throw. She goes down and gets a steal.
Yes.
I know one time Kate drove in there and she missed a shot, which we don't get upset about missed shots, but, you know, she feels like she should have made that shot. Well, she turns around and picks the kid's pocket. You know, Addison turns it over, goes down and takes a charge. And then not only them doing it when they directly made a mistake, but the team getting each other's back and taking care of each other. And if you can stay away from a mistake leading to a mistake, then you'll have a good team. If you can be like, okay, if we get a turnover, we got to get a stop, or we got to do something to make up for that. So, but two mistakes in a row is what hurts you at this level. And we made plenty of them. But our kids worked really hard to make up for it. And I'm telling you, with 2.5, 3 minutes to go, they had all the momentum. And we had to step up and get it done. And I was – the game last year was almost identical.
Yeah.
And it was probably, you know, in my eyes and the lens I'm looking through, I know we're better in some areas. I know that Coach Henderson probably feels like they're better in some areas. And you tell me we've only got 8 turnovers, and I'm like, wow, that's, you know, maybe it's just the physicality of the game that just made it feel like there wasn't a flow at times.
Yeah. Well, Dell, congratulations on this win. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow about Rogers.
Well, we got our hands full, and, you know, talk about a program and a coach I have a lot of respect for in Preston early, and I thought they looked outstanding today. And but you know what? No matter what happens tomorrow, we have already gotten better. And, you know, this is the third tournament we've played in, and we've been in the championship game every time. So that's a pretty good team that can do that. That's not easy to do. And also, I want to brag on, you know, bragged on all of our kids, and they all deserve credit, but I want to brag on Emily Payne. She is really, really sick. And you know, we talk about another level of toughness. Our kids, we feel like they're tough, but we need to get another level of toughness. And she's helping. She helped lead that way tonight by going out there and playing when a lot of kids wouldn't have tried to play. And, you know, she's probably like, let me go. But I tried to be careful with her knowing the situation and also making sure that, you know, we're ready to go tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Dell.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
You bet. Real quick, let's take a look at our scoring summary for both teams. Right now, Mount's home with 1 player in double figures. That is Wyatt Gilbert with 11 points, 8 on the night for Matt Jones, 5 for Jake McGee, 2 for Satch Harris, and 1 for Dawson Tabor. For Junction City, their leading score right now is Herlandis Frazier with 7 points, 6 for Jakendall Henderson. As someone's basketball came right up to my table, about knocked over my stuff. Anyways, 6 for Jakendall Henderson, 4 for Zach Brown, 3 for Ryan Allen, 2 points each for DeAndre Malone and Jeremiah Williams. Right now, this game has had 6 lead changes, no ties except 0-0. Junction City with 6 turnovers, Mountain Home with 4. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back, get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Junction City 27-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Leaders Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only 1 or 2 mental health professionals. We provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you will certainly send any text about your supervisor to your supervisor.
What's with Janet's bangs? Did she lose a bet with a weed whacker? LOL. And sent. Wait, no.
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Janet, I think my phone was hacked or something.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.